listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is game day right here on CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura in Berea. Still some activity around here. No players or coaches. They've been huddled downtown since last night, and they'll be ready to head over to First Energy Stadium later this afternoon for tonight's game against the Buffalo Bills. Hope the weather does hold out, but it is getting a little cloudier now, and we are talking about some rain in the forecast for the game. We'll see how that all plays out at the stadium. Your calls, 216-578-0850. We always want to get to those, but we want to get to this first. Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434 today. And again, 216-578-0850. It's a call your shot Thursday, so we want you to give us your prediction, your thoughts on tonight's game. And we've got some folks who want to do that. Let's get it started with Steve in Brunswick. Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Great. What's up?
Hey, I got a couple comments. First of all, the Browns defense is incredible. First of all, I'm excited about the Browns like everyone is. But the Browns defense is incredible. I'm 50 years old, and I think this is the best defense that I've ever seen in my times of watching the Browns. I do think that Mingo has a chance to be a top 2-3 linebacker within 2 years from now. But more importantly, on the offense, I'm getting really worn out with these rumors about Josh Gordon being traded. I think Josh Gordon right now is a top 10 wide receiver who is quick into and out of cuts, runs precise patterns, can catch the ball, block downfield, and has top speed. So, and I read a rumor right now on the internet, of course, where Frisco is thinking about trying to make an offensive draft for a second-round pick. Would you trade Josh Gordon for a second-round pick straight up that's going to be mid to late round for Josh Gordon?
No, I wouldn't. I love Josh Gordon, yeah. And I don't think they have any plans of trading Josh Gordon right now. I think for a while maybe the thought was it was on the radar, but from what I know, and Vic, you can speak to this more than I can, it sounds like Josh Gordon is in the boat that any player in the NFL is, which is if you send something to us that blows our minds, we'd look at it, but we're not actively looking to deal Josh Gordon, and they think that he can be a big part of this team and this future offense for a long time.
I've spoken with someone who would make the call on this trade, so take a guess. And what I was basically told was that they're not going to say no, it would never happen, because you just don't say that in general when it comes to trades. But it would take something extraordinary to make this deal happen. It's not something they're expecting, but the door is not closed to making a deal if some team were to offer what would be considered that extraordinary offer. That's what I don't know. Now, we can speculate on that. And you said you saw the rumor of a second rounder being offered. Would that be the right price to make this move? In my mind, I'm with Nathan. I'm not inclined to want to trade Josh Gordon because of what I think he means to this team. But having said that, I also know there is still a very cautious mentality within this building and about this guy that is not going to go away until more time passes that he stays out of trouble. It's as simple as that. And, yep. And whatever trouble, however you want to define trouble, in his case, doing something that gets him suspended, which happened once, and just, when do you reach the point of being absolutely positively sure that you're not going to have another issue with him? They're not there yet. And I don't know how they can be there, frankly, until probably the entire season. You'd have to go a whole season to see where this is. But on his talent, he's valued.
He's a first-round talent. There's no question about it.
But on his behavior or his behavioral history, he is looked upon with a wary eye. I think that's fair. That's why these rumors don't go away. That's right. The reason. And I'm saying this as straight as I can. And this is not to torment fans. I think people say, how could they even think of doing this? Well, that's not what's happening. They're not sitting there saying, we're going to trade this guy. What they're saying is, we'll be open if somebody, bowls us over, because we see a possibility that until, you know, again, until there's absolute proof that you're not going to have an issue with the guy, and this is different than saying, you know, people say, okay, well, that sort of thinking, doesn't that apply to an injury? You don't know if a guy's going to get hurt, and you don't know. Injury is the unforeseen, the thing you don't want to have happen. That's different than something a guy can control, like his behavior. So that's where this is about, and Josh is just basically would have to, you know, stay on that straight and narrow. But they are not shopping him. They are not going around to teams and saying, hey, you know, what do you got for Gordon?
And I know the article he's referring to is written by on Yahoo Sports, and they were talking about this. And it's not a rumor. It's somebody speculating that if you were the San Francisco 49ers, why wouldn't you try to get Josh Gordon, and saying that the starting point would be a second-round pick for that deal to happen. So it's not – it certainly isn't something – that
no, cooked or being cooked up somewhere.
No, right. This is somebody looking at it and thinking that, you know, if this makes a lot of sense if you're the San Francisco 49ers to try and go get Josh Gordon. So I don't think he's going anywhere, and I think that's a good thing. I would grade myself, when you look at wide receivers who come in the league, Josh Gordon to me is one of the 10 best young wide receivers in the NFL, and I think that he would have been the first wide receiver taken if he came out when Justin Blackman was the first receiver taken. I think he's going to be a better professional football player than Justin Blackman, but you hit the nail on the head, Vic. Nobody's debating that. Nobody's debating his skill at this point. It's about whether or not he can do what he has to do to be able to stay on the field and exhibit those skills and utilize those skills to benefit himself and this franchise.
And the fact is this, and this has got to be said, the Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi, the people who make the football decisions for the Browns, the top decision makers, would not have done the supplemental pick for him for a second rounder. They would not have done it. They would not have done it. That's a hard, cold fact. I can't say it any plainer than that, because that is what I know from them. So they would not have made that acquisition that was made by Tom Heckert, and you can applaud him for it as far as doing it.
Yes, it was good.
It was a good move, but in terms of this current administration, they didn't. It wasn't a move they would have made. Now, you could say, well, if they wouldn't have made it, they would have made a mistake. So far, in two games back from a suspension, looks okay. But can we have this can we still have this positive conversation in November? Can we still have this positive conversation in December? That's where the holding the breath is going on here in this building, and right. That and it is just that.
So. And I certainly hope we can, because that means more good things for this team. And Josh Gordon is one of the superstars.
He's changed
this offense.
He's changed the game.
Offense changed completely. The offense.
John and Canton with us now. Hey, John.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Good. First, I want to say I love the show. I got two things, though. I got a little mini rant, and then I want to make my prediction as well. Mini rant, is just, I don't know about you guys, but I'd say probably about 50% of fans that I've talked to have kind of had this attitude where they're kind of like, you know, they don't want to support, they don't want to back the team fully yet, where they're kind of like, I don't know, we haven't really played anybody yet, which I don't get because I feel like the Bengals are somebody. But, you know, they're like, oh, you know, don't get too excited. But I get so tired of Browns fans being that way, because the way I look at it, it's sports, it's entertainment. Enjoy the moment. The moment might not be here very long, so enjoy the moment while it's here. You know, grow a pair and back your team. You know, don't be afraid to get caught with your pants down.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, John, and I know that prevails in the place I spent a lot of time, Buffalo, before coming here to Cleveland. Same kind of thinking. It's not unlike, frankly, relationships between men and women. I think you fear that heartbreak. You do. You fear that heartbreak. You fear that if I'm committed to this, he or she is going to let me down at some point. She or he is going to make me, you know,
regret
that, you know, that I went there and opened my heart up to this. And that's what the relationship is like with a team, is you open your heart up. Okay, here's my heart. You got it. And then it gets stomped on. And this team has done that to enough people through the years to where they're cautious and it gets hard to embrace. I think the Indians were the classic example, obvious example of this. And you know what happened when they got to a play-in? people swarm to be there to be part of it. And yeah, once again, then you could have the naysayer say, you see, they did this to me. I hope that's not the case, because I actually thought that was at least a sign of progress, that they got someplace that that took an extraordinary effort to get, right?
Yes.
And it's hope for the future. What was it? 92 wins. They had, 94 losses a year ago. So I like that math tells me
that's going
in the right direction.
That's a positive change.
And we're not far enough along to say where this thing is going yet, but we like at least the early returns.
Absolutely. And keep it going tonight.
Jim Kelly is going to be joining us. The quarterback, the Hall of Famer, played for the Buffalo Bills, is going to be on the line with us next. It is a Football Thursday, Game Day Thursday edition of
Game Day.
Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic and Nathan on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Game Day.